Ready to decode the world of AI investing? Today, we're taking a deep dive into an interview with Mark, a fund manager who's found a way to blend traditional finance with, well, cutting-edge AI.
Yeah, he's got this really fascinating take on how to find those, you know, golden opportunities in AI.
And the best part is you don't need to be a coding whiz to understand it.
Not at all. One of the things that makes Mark's perspective so interesting is how much he emphasizes historical context. He draws these, like, really insightful parallels, you know, between past technological revolutions and what's happening right now with AI.
Right. He's all about recognizing those patterns. So instead of getting caught up in all the hype, he's looking at historical trends to try and predict where the smart money is going to flow next, which I think is really interesting, you know, especially given that he actually went back to school and got a second degree in computer science.
It's true. He really did. Like, he realized that to really get AI, to understand its potential, he needed to go deeper than just the buzzwords and really grasp the underlying technology.
Yeah, makes sense.
And that's how he figures out which companies are actually innovating.
It's one thing to say invest in AI, right? But figuring out where to actually place your bets, it's a whole other ballgame.
Totally.
So how does he do it? How does he translate these insights into an actual investment strategy?
He uses this analogy that really stuck with me, picks and shovels.
Picks and shovels.
Yeah. Yeah. So imagine a gold rush, right? Everyone's scrambling to find gold, but the people making the most consistent profits, they're the ones selling the tools.
Okay. I think I see where you're going with this picks and shovels thing. So instead of trying to pick, like, the one company that ends up winning the AI race, you should focus on the companies that are essential to its growth, no matter who comes out on top.
You got it. Think about the companies making the essential building blocks of AI semiconductors, the software, all that cloud computing power. Those companies benefit from the AI boom, regardless of which specific applications are successful.
So instead of betting on a single horse, you're betting on the racetrack itself.
Exactly. And what's cool is this isn't about chasing the latest shiny object. It's about those companies with strong fundamentals, a clear path to long-term growth, companies that are essential to the entire AI ecosystem.
That's interesting. But how does he actually identify these picks and shovels companies? What does that research process look like?
So he's got this very data-driven approach. He's developed this, like, seriously rigorous data framework to help him decide where to invest. He's not just looking at any company that slaps AI on their website, you know. He's narrowed it down to a select group that meets some very specific criteria.
This data framework has got me curious. Break it down for us. What kind of things is he looking for?
Well, first and foremost, strong financial performance. You got to have the numbers, right? Like profitability, good margins, a history of solid returns.
So he wants to see companies that can actually walk the walk, not just talk the AI talk.
Precisely. He wants to see real value, not just hype. And another big one is liquidity.
There's liquidity, right?
He wants to make sure he can easily buy and sell share. You don't want to get stuck.
Makes sense, especially in a fast-moving market like AI.
Exactly. And here's where it gets interesting. Mark's not afraid to be a bit of a contrarian, you know.
Oh, how so?
Well, a lot of investors feel this pressure to chase the next big thing. They gravitate toward those smaller, riskier startups hoping to strike gold. But Mark's data framework, it actually leads him to consider those larger, more established companies too.
Interesting. So he's not dismissing the smaller players entirely, but he's saying that bigger companies can also be smart investments in AI.
Absolutely. Remember, he's all about those strong fundamentals, and he's not afraid to invest in a company that's already considered successful if his data indicates continued growth.
So instead of just chasing hype, he's looking for real long-term value. Makes sense.
Exactly.
But enough about the theory. Let's get practical. Can you give us a peek into what his portfolio actually looks like?
Sure. He actually highlighted a couple of companies that you might not immediately think of as AI companies, but they're perfect examples of that picks and shovels approach we were talking about.
Okay, now you've got me intrigued. Tell me more about these under-the-radar AI players.
So one of them is called Synopsys. And get this, 80% of their workforce, PhDs.
80%? Wow. What kind of company needs that many PhDs?
They specialize in electronic design automation software.
Okay, so.
They make the software that's used to design and simulate microchips.
The brains of everything, right?
Yeah, including a lot of AI technology.
So they're not building AI applications themselves, but they're the ones providing the tools that make it all possible.
Exactly, a vital part of that AI supply chain.
Picks and shovels. I love it. And what about that other company?
This one might surprise you even more. It's a company called Intuitive Surgical. They make surgical robots.
Surgical robots. Now that sounds like something straight out of science fiction. What do those have to do with AI?
It might seem futuristic, but it's already happening. These robots assist surgeons with these incredibly precise movements during really complex surgeries.
Okay, I can see where robots would be helpful in surgery, but where does the AI come in?
The robots themselves aren't making decisions, but they're powered by AI algorithms. They use machine learning.
So these robots are learning and adapting.
Yes. With every surgery they do, they're analyzing data, they're improving.
That's wild. So with the power of AI, these robots are actually able to achieve better outcomes for patients.
Exactly. And it's only going to get more advanced from here. As AI technology keeps growing, those robots are going to become even more incredible. It's really changing how we think about surgery.
It's amazing to think about. AI is quietly revolutionizing all these industries that we don't even think about. The
Yeah.
chips in our phones, surgery, AI's everywhere.
I know, right? And that's one of Mark's big points. Investing in AI, it's not just about finding the flashy new AI company. It's about understanding this huge technological shift and finding the companies like Synopsys, like Intuitive Surgical, the ones that are essential to its growth.
Right, and they might not always be the companies that are making headlines, but
Yeah.
they're the ones building the foundation. It's fascinating stuff. So for anyone listening who wants to get into AI investing, just remember what we've learned from Mark. Understand the tech, look for those picks and shovels companies, and use data to guide your choices.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Oh, and one more thing. Never stop learning. The world of AI is changing constantly, so stay curious, keep asking questions.
That's our deep dive for today. We've gone from historical patterns to under-the-radar companies to the importance of being data-driven. If you want to learn more, check out the show notes for links to Mark's Twitter and some of the articles we talked about. He's always got great insights.
And tell us what you thought. What were your big takeaways from Mark's approach? We love hearing from you.
And one last thought. AI is huge right now, but Mark thinks quantum computing is going to be the next big tech wave. Just something to think about as you navigate the world of tech and investing. Until next time, keep learning. Keep asking questions and keep diving deep.